morning. I'm John Clark filling in this morning on AM Columbus for John Foster, who's taking a day off today. This morning, we're talking about a pretty tasty subject. I have Penny Sims from the Girl Scouts in. Penny, what is happening today?
Well, good morning, and thanks for having me here. Today, you're going to start finding Girl Scout cookie booths in local retail establishments like Marsh Supermarkets all throughout the community. It's the beginning of our cookie booth sale. And actually, we'll go through the middle of March, so you'll see girls out every weekend between now and mid-March.
Well, and anybody that listens to our morning show knows that John and I spend an awful lot of time talking about food, and I can't help but notice that there may be some cookies in my office now, and I'll try and save some for John when he comes back on Monday. But the proceeds from the cookies, when you see the girls out and they're selling the cookies and everybody loves the cookies, but what do the proceeds go for? Who do they help?
Well, I like to say that there's so much more to a box of Girl Scout cookies than just delicious treats. This is the way Girl Scouts can raise money for troop activities, and those activities can range from anything like going to amusement park as part of a group trip, or several of our Girl Scout troops will take a portion of the money that they raise by selling Girl Scout cookies and actually donate it to a philanthropic organization within their community.
Now, the price of a box of Girl Scout cookies, I hate to admit it, but I haven't bought any for a while. What is it when you go to buy cookies? What are you looking at?
The majority of our cookies are $4 for a box. The exception to that would be our Toffee-tastic, which is our gluten-free cookie. Cost a little bit more to produce, so that is actually $5 a box. And S'mores, which is this year's cookie to celebrate the 100th anniversary of Girl Scout selling cookies, is also $5 a box because it's a little bit more challenging of a cookie to bake.
100 years of cookie sales. That's amazing. Now, I was surprised when you just said that there's a gluten-free cookie. I mean, what flavors are there now? I mean, what can people buy?
Well, hopefully we have something for everybody. Of course, we have Thin Mints, which is a huge favorite. The Samoas, Trefoils, which someone told me might be your favorite.
Well, that's the funny part. I was just going to ask you how you pronounce that, because I've always said Trefoil, but it's Trefoil?
Trefoil.
Okay, but they're shortbread, and those may or may not be sitting on my desk right now.
I'll never tell.
I don't accept bribes, but cookies may be an exception.
Then we also have Savannah Smiles. It's a lemon cookie, which it was actually introduced on our 100th anniversary of Girl Scouting in 2012. And then there's the Do-Si-Dos and the Tagalongs. Those are peanut butter cookies. One is a sandwich and one is covered in chocolate. And then, am I missing any? I think that's it.
I'm getting hungry just listening to them. Well, let me ask you a little bit of a touchy question. Now, some people say they don't agree with the mission of the Girl Scouts. And they might have political problems with the Girl Scouts mission. Now, talking to the girls about their concerns while the girls are out there selling cookies is not going to get you the results you're looking for. What is the mission of the Girl Scouts? And if you have questions or concerns or want to learn more about the Girl Scouts or take issue with the Girl Scouts, how do you go about doing that?
Yeah, thank you for bringing that up. Our mission is to build girls of courage, confidence, and character who will make the world a better place. So we are hoping that we are arming them with the leadership skills that they can go out into the world and make an educated, informed decision on things that they're going to be faced with in the very near future. That's part of the Girl Scout Cookie Program, is to give them these skills, especially in this world of e-commerce and things like that. Yes, if you have any questions about our mission or how we spend money, from how troops spend money from the Girl Scout Cookie Program, I would encourage you to visit our website, and that is girlscoutsindiana.org, and we have all sorts of information about what's going on there. And then if you still feel like you want to reach out to someone, there's a contact list through our website, and all of our staff all of our staff information, our phone numbers, and our emails are listed there. And please feel free to reach out and connect with us. That's what we're here for.
Well, and just to amplify that a little bit, I mean, the point is to keep the money in local councils to help the local girls with the stuff they're working on, and the money doesn't, you know, that's what it's for. It doesn't
right.
go anywhere else.
No, the money stays right here in the Columbus community. For the girls who are selling cookies in this area, all of the money will stay with them, and then also we'll fund scholarship programs for them, like summer camp and other things like that that they might not financially be able to participate in. That's, we want to make sure that financial situations do not discourage anyone from being a Girl Scout.
And the if anybody has any, wants to get any more information about joining the Girl Scouts or taking part, where can they do that at?
Our website again, girlscoutsindiana.org. We have all kinds of information, and I would encourage listeners, if you want to get involved with our program, let us know. You don't have to necessarily be a troop leader. There's lots of opportunities to interact with girls.
We've been talking with Penny Sims from the Girl Scouts about the cookie sales that start today. You'll see the girls out and about. Thanks for coming in today, and we're on AM Columbus. I'm John Clark, filling in for John Foster. We'll be back in just a minute.